Now, on with more news stories. Life-saving neighbours rescue a man from the brink of death. A stunned Norwich builder wins big on the lottery scratch cards. And a college celebrates a decade of support for future engineers.
A builder from Norwich could not believe his eyes when he saw the winning £1 million symbols on a scratch card. Adam Lopez, 39, was so shocked that his first impulse was to hide the Millionaire Maker scratch card in his glove box before quickly retrieving it as he let his huge win sink in. "I stopped to pick up a drink and bought a scratch card at the same time," he said. "Once in the car, I played the scratch card, and when I saw £1 million, I didn't know what to do with myself, so I shoved the scratch card in the glove box without thinking. I've always thought I'd scream if I ever won big, but when it actually happened, I was stunned into complete silence." Mr. Lopez bought his winning National Lottery Millionaire Maker scratch card from the Premier store in Reefham Road, Helsdon. From there, he raced back to the house. He shared with his mum, Danica, and stepdad, Andrew, to share the news. Mr. Lopez has swapped the forklift he usually drives at work for his dream car, a Range Rover Sport, and treated his mum to a Range Rover Evoque. He has also booked a family holiday to Barbados next year.
A watercolour painting of a well-known Norwich restaurant has won the Sponsor's Choice Award at the Royal Norfolk Show Art Exhibition. The Ivy Norwich by Colin Revel was chosen by Arnold Keyes, the exhibition's sponsor, for its impressionistic style and instant recognisability. Mr. Revel, a carpenter and artist for 30 years, was selected earlier this year to appear on Sky Arts Landscape Artist of the Year. His work frequently features recognisable Norwich locations. Guy Gowing, managing partner at Arnold Keyes, said, "What really stood out is that Colin has absolutely captured this Norwich landmark, and yet in an impressionistic style which perfectly captures the movement and drama of a busy service on the restaurant's terrace." The exhibition showcased more than 350 pieces from Norfolk artists, many of which were bought by visitors on the first day. Tom Kringle, head steward of the Royal Norfolk Art Show exhibition, said, "It is great to have so many amazing artists at the show representing the best in local work. We are very grateful for the public support, both in visiting the exhibition and buying the artworks."
Students have been at the heart of a school's 10th anniversary celebration, praising its support and encouragement. University Technical College, Norfolk, UTCN, in Norwich, was founded to bridge the skills gap between education and industry. Speaking at the celebrations, former student Beth Suckling, 21, discussed her experience at the school. She said, "It is great to be able to give something back to this school which has given me so much. I think back on the 14-year-old version of me that walked in here to take a look around. I was quite shy. I wasn't very confident. I think that if that version of me could see what I have achieved, she'd be very proud. I have come a long way. That's a lot down to the amazing support I've received here." There were also speeches from the school's founders, Chair of Governors, Ben Milner, and Yvonne Mason. The Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, Lady Dannant, was among the number of guests and praised the school for their unique education on offer.
A breast cancer reconstruction charity has raised more than £1,000 through a virtual fundraising platform. Keeping Abreast, based in Norwich, joined forces with creative communications agency Production Bureau to trial the new platform. Participants logged their steps online as part of the Step Up to Support Challenge, a virtual sponsored walk held during Small Charity Week at the end of June. This initiative saw volunteers' daily steps converted into miles on a 700-mile virtual circular route, spanning from Norwich to the charity's multiple support groups across the country. The participants collectively amassed more than 1.5 million steps over the week. Caitlin Quinn, fundraising officer for Keeping Abreast, said, "It was brilliant working with Production Bureau on Keeping Abreast's Step Up to Support challenge, and great to see this new virtual step tracker in action." Production Bureau is a long-term supporter of ours and stepped up yet again, working with us to develop our platform and campaign free of charge.
A leafy street on the edge of the city centre was the scene of a dramatic rescue when a couple saved the life of a neighbour who collapsed on his way home from the pub. Husband and wife Martin and Sarah Falkingham, who are both doctors, were at their home in Kingsley Road when they were told a man was lying apparently dead on the floor a few doors down. The GPs rushed to the scene and discovered their beloved neighbour, John, was unconscious after suffering a cardiac arrest. They gave life-saving CPR before emergency services, including an air ambulance, arrived. It is believed the quick actions of the couple, who were on annual leave and had been on their way out to celebrate their son's birthday, helped to save John's life. They were assisted by another neighbour, Fiona Moon, a nurse at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. John, who is believed to be in his early 70s, is in critical care at the NNN.